Light Blue Optics is a Cambridge-based company developing lasers to project images and to turn any surface into a touchscreen. Nick Lawrence is the co-founder and he's here to explain how it works. Well, Nick, thanks for joining us. We've got another piece of fantastic technical kit in the studio with us today, and this is called Light Touch, I believe. Is that right?
That's right.
It's a sort of a black box. It's about 20 centimetres tall, 5 centimetres wide. And currently, you might just be able to hear it. The little fan is going. It's projecting a beautiful, clear image onto the desk in front of us. And I think you've just been playing a game on it, actually, which is great. It's doing all sorts of different things. And I wondered, maybe you could start off by telling us why it is you made this particular thing and what kind of things does it do?
So the Light Touch is probably best to think of it as all the functionality of an iPad, but without a physical screen. So
we're just using the desk here. So, yeah, OK, great.
So it acts just like a touchscreen, except the table becomes a touchscreen itself. So we created this really as a development of some technology which we developed when the four of us who started the company were in Cambridge University in the engineering department. We'd all been doing our research on the use of lasers, and in particular steering lasers using liquid crystal. Now, the reason why that's interesting and has real applications is all of us were excited about the idea of having a mobile phone or a really small gadget from which you could project a large image. You see it in all the films. And the fundamental problem really is one of efficiency. Most display technologies waste most of the light because when you form an image, you block the light. And if you're using lasers, and in particular if you're using holographic displays like we are here, then what you do is you have the opportunity to steer the light to where you want it. So you create light and dark not by blocking light and wasting it, but by steering it to where it's needed. And so the company Light Blue Optics was really formed around that technology and ways to do it efficiently.
Okay, so how are lasers being used in this gadget here to get the image that we're looking at? I'm currently very pleased because there's a beautiful picture of a turtle coming up, which is very suitable for me. How are you creating that image and where do lasers come into it?
Okay, in the system we have three lasers, one red, one green, one blue. They are turned on and off very quickly, and they are used to illuminate a very small liquid crystal on silicon chip. And on that chip, we don't put pictures, we put what look like random patterns. And they're diffraction patterns. And so when the light hits the display and is reflected, the LCOS chip, as it's called, it changes the delay of the light at different points. And what that does is it causes the light to interfere with itself. And by the process of diffraction, as you travel a certain distance away, that forms a pattern. And of course, what we're trying to do here is to work backwards from the pattern, which is the image, and to try and work out what patterns we need to put on that chip.
So how do you do that? How do you create those diffraction patterns? Is that something that I'm going to be able to grasp?
You get some very clever scientists, put them in a room, feed them pizza. No, but basically some of my colleagues are very talented in the sort of maths area. They develop some algorithms for doing it. It's a very hard computational problem, and what we came up with was really a way of cheating. So if you understand how your eye works, it forms an image over time. So what you see is not just an instantaneous pattern, but it's the integration of lots of separate patterns. So what we did is we worked out how to produce approximate versions of the image very quickly, and different versions of them. And if you display them very quickly, you fool the eye into seeing a high-quality image. And that was really the fundamental breakthrough that some of my colleagues came up with.
And you mentioned already that it's about efficiency, so to get a really bright image. Why is it that lasers are better than using other things like light or LEDs, things like that? What's going on there that's making this brighter and more clear and beautiful than perhaps an alternative?
So from an image point of view, lasers are great because you can get very deep and rich colours. You can address a very large amount of the colour spectrum. But the real advantage over LEDs and things like that is that you have more control. You can control not just the amplitude, how much of it is there, but the phase. And by doing that, that's what allows you to steer it. That's what allows you to design very compact optics, so you can shrink the system much more.
And I've been playing with this, using the moving things around with my fingers. It's a touchscreen. That's also based on laser technology as well, isn't it? Well, that was something that the idea already existed and you've added it in so that literally, you can. This is not just a screen, but we can touch and move things around as well.
Yeah, the concept has been around a while. In the past, you've been able to buy laser keyboards where you could type on the table. So what we did is we started there and we've adapted and improved the technology. So it uses an invisible infrared laser, and as you touch the screen, there's a camera in the system that sees reflections, and that's how the touch works.
Excellent. And you mentioned to me already, just before we came on the show, that this particular box isn't actually available anymore because you're doing the next generation of things. But what has this one been used for? What sort of applications, you know, where might we see this around and about the place? And what sort of things is it doing?
Well, when we set out designing it in the first place, we thought of it as a consumer device. And in actual fact, your customers will always tell you differently what they want to use it for. And most of them wanted to use it for restaurants and bars, so people could sit at the table and order the food and drinks themselves.
So I could look and see what I want, and I'd press a button and then that would go straight to the kitchen and tell them what I wanted to order.
Exactly. Cool. And the reason is, if you had an iPad doing it and you had ketchup on your fingers, then that's pretty gross.
That is gross. I hadn't thought of that. Excellent. Good point. And you say that they're also, did you say they're installed in some fast food restaurants have them as well, and you can play games on them?
That's right. There's a couple of pilot stores in the Midlands that built these into the tables. And apparently they had to almost install a ticketing system for the kids to ration them.
Excellent, excellent. So, but you're moving forwards. You're looking at the next generation of these gadgets. What's next for this, for the laser touchscreens?
Yeah, we're pretty excited about the next version that's being developed. It's mainly being developed in our office in America. It's really a continuation of the principle. So we're making even smaller systems, small enough to fit inside a very slim phone. Even more efficient. The idea is it's something that will allow you to take your iPhone of the future and project a large image using virtually no battery, and maybe even do the touch as well.
Excellent. I look forward to finding a new way of watching movies. Well, Nick, thanks very much for coming in and for showing us your stuff. Very exciting. That's Nick Lawrence from Light Blue Optics in Cambridge. Nick's with us for the rest of the show, so if you have any questions on this sort of technology, then do get in touch. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can try facebook.com/Naked Scientists, and you can email chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Very minority report, isn't it? It's actually coming to fruition. You can really see that. Things that look very, very futuristic and are looking very, very real here in the studio. Helen, thank you very much.
Keeping you abreast of the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.